will it take me under? I don't know.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. Welcome back. Another episode.
Another episode of 50 Shades of Slay, and we are so grateful to have you guys listening to us again another week.
Ooh, we're still here.
So we have a few hot topics that we want to talk about, but I want to mention, in case you guys didn't know, that we have a charity event going on at the end of August. And we're going to talk some more about that later on. But Brené is back.
I'm finally back. Oh, it was so good to be home too.
And we're so excited. So actually, we want to start this podcast off with Brené telling us about her trip.
Yes, we went to, I landed in Germany, but we went everywhere over Europe. It was amazing. I got to see Paris, and I keep wanting to say Brazil, but it's Belgium.
Okay, two totally different places. Know, okay?
But the whole time I was there, I was like, Brazil, Brazil? He's like, no, babe, we're in Belgium. I was like, so yeah, I was reminded. But it was the borders between each country were so, like, we're just literally, you're driving down the street and now all of a sudden you're in the Netherlands.
Right. So there was no clear...
At any given time, I had no idea what country I was in for the most part.
Right.
But it was so simple. It was so beautiful.
But tell us some fun stuff.
We went to, we went to the Eiffel Tower. That okay. was amazing. The Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa smile.
Oh my God, that was, it was in a huge room. And there was a huge crowd in front of it. And me, I'm just like, I'm going up to see this freaking picture, right? There's no line or anything. It's just a gaggle of people.
Yeah.
So I get in the room and push ourselves right up to the front.
They were looking at you like, bitch.
Oh, hell yeah. It's like, I'm Canadian. It's okay. And then we were talking to this little lady outside. She's like, this is my second time I've been here. And like, because never get close to it.
Oh, like, you should have. Did you beat people up and let them?
No, it was too much by that point. But yeah, that was fun. We got to touch all the, well, you didn't get to, but I touched a lot of the stuff.
I was going to say, I've seen some pictures. I don't know if you guys don't.
I have a lot of photos.
If you guys don't follow Brené's personal page, you need to. she posted a lot of her photos all throughout the trip. Yeah. She was like kind of posting. So I was like living vicariously through her shit. But I seen the museum pictures and I was like, I think she's like, I was like, did she, is there, you know those things that they rope off? I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty sure she's hopping over those. Like, I could see you reaching way over just to like put your finger on something. I'm like, what? Yeah, she would.
Yeah, I'm bad like that.
I was like, she's going to go to jail.
My favorite part was the Harry Potter Warner Brothers tour. Yeah, this was like legit dope. Where the movie was filmed.
Right.
Like, that's like, they had the giant sets of the rooms and everything. Uh-huh. Like, it was, that was amazing. I totally geeked out in there.
Yeah,
like, it was ridiculous.
I would have too.
Are we the only ones here without kids?
What were you doing? I think I saw you doing like, were you doing a magic show?
One training.
What? That's what it
was. And the girl that was next to me was actually another Canadian. I heard her online talking to somebody.
Where's she from?
She's Canadian. She's from Vancouver, but now she's moving to Brazil, I think.
You just really got Brazil. Not Belgium.
Yeah, so like her and I were totally geeking out. I was like, Canadian, Canada. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was amazing. Like I got to wear the cloaks that they wore. I got to, that was,
And you were telling me some cool shit.
Got to
like,
go on the Hogwarts Express.
That's dope. I, you know what? I just for that, I would just fly there to do that. And then
the initial plan was to go to Italy.
Yeah.
And then I see...
You skipped Italy for Hogwarts.
I skipped Italy for Hogwarts.
You know what? I'm not even mad
gonna
at you.
We were
going
to go to Venice.
Yeah, fuck Venice. I'm going to Harry Potter.
That was a choice.
I got to learn how to use my wand.
It wasn't even an option. Or it wasn't even like a hard choice either. It's like, yeah, fuck it. Hogwarts.
Yeah.
You have to.
That's funny. So, and they can drink openly, apparently, like walking down the streets and stuff.
We're just walking all over Paris, glass of wine.
Wasted.
It was.
Wine wasted.
All day.
Wine and
cake.
The
clubs don't even open until like 11 o'clock.
Which is crazy to me. And okay, so Brené attempted to go to one of these bars.
We tried. Well, it was a part. It was some sort of party after an art show.
Yeah.
But it didn't start until 11 o'clock. So we get all ready, showered up, changed. And I did like full face of makeup, like an hour,
contoured,
lashes, all that shit. And we were sitting around waiting for 11 o'clock and we both passed out. But it was also the same day that we flew from Cologne to London.
But I just feel like 11. Oh, no. I guess if I think about it, we kind of do that here, too. Yeah, like, the bars really are open, but we're not leaving 11 until 11. Anyway. Yeah, because you're pre-gaming and, like,
but doing they're whatever. Open until, like, 5, 6 in the morning.
And that's what I feel like we need. Yeah, like, 11 to 2:30.
They go hard.
Yeah. I need that in my life. I need to go there just to get fucking wasted.
And everywhere. It's just, like, little patios full of people drinking.
Like, having a glass of wine or a beer or whatever.
Nice. So much wine and cake.
Brene thinks that she's still in Germany because there's this cute little... by the way, We Speak Studios is on Droulard, in case no one knew. And so this is where we record. It's like our little hood. So across the street from us, there's this little cute little cantina that just opened up. And Brene's like, hey. She's like, fuck the food. It's like 10 in the morning. She's like, do you think that they sell margaritas over there? No, it's 12 now, Brene. But when we were talking about it, it was still morning, and I was down, and we're like, yeah. And she's like, do you think they would mind if we like bought it and then came back over here? I'm like, you are not in Germany. We cannot walk around Windsor. You know,
it was definitely a whole it was a culture shock.
Yeah, culture, I bet.
And then not even being able to understand half the shit people were saying was a whole different
thing. That's shady. I'd be like, everyone's suspicious. What are you saying?
Like I said, no one's really like that social. You know what I mean? No one's like stopping you just to like shoot the shit with you, really. And the people that are other tourists that speak English anyway. Right, it was different. But no, I didn't really feel offended or anything by anybody. It was very nice. Lots of beautiful things to see. We're in some hot springs. And
that's dope.
Yeah. I got to blow my own glass.
Yeah. Brene blew that thing.
I got a little glass globe, but I got to blow it.
And hashtag best friend challenge. I just need to put this out there because Brene brought me with her, in case you guys didn't know. Brene, my best friend's better than yours. She legit had... picture like of my head, and she was like bringing it around to all these places, and I thought that like, this is actually, you guys, like, I feel like every other best friend in the world is slacking. Like, if your best friend went on vacation and didn't bring like your head with you, they're failing as your best friend. Because I'm like, you know what, she's back in Windsor and I still made it to a photo in Brene's bed.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, you know, actually we 50 Shades of Slay,
one of my favorite parts too.
Yeah, like just busting out the head.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah, see, it's a good idea. It's cute.
So we're starting it up. The best friend
challenge. It's a hashtag best friend challenge.
If you go on vacation, bring your bestie.
Yeah. And on our Instagram page, we already got some people. If you go to 50 Shades of Slay Entertainment on Instagram, there's some people commenting. Did you see it yet, Brene?
Yeah,
they were kind of commenting back and forth. And this girl, her best friend's in California, I believe it was. And they're like, this is such a great idea. So you guys, like, we see you. We're watching you. So, like, tag us. Yeah. Hashtag it. We'll share your stuff. I think that's going to be dope. Cool.
I loved it. I love doing it.
I'm like, where are you going to next, Brene? I don't have my passport, so I can take you to, like, London. London, Ontario, to be specific. You want to go to Toronto, girl? Like, what do you want?
I've been to both Londons now.
I know. That's so dope. That
was
dope.
Crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. It was an experience of a lifetime.
So, what was the weather like? I never even asked.
It was nice. It was the same. Like, it was warm? It was really warm. The cool thing that I thought was neat over there in Germany is their courting process.
Yeah.
Is if you have a crush on a girl out there, as a dude, you have to go and chop down a small tree for her and decorate it with multicolored strands of ribbons or...
whatever.
Some kind of tissue paper. Yeah. Like just strings of material and tie it to all these places in the tree and then put it outside of her house or where apparently her window or something, but usually her house. So like all driving down Germany, you'd see like all these trees with all these different ribbons hanging out of it.
Like, oh, that's
where girls getting courted.
So what happens? This is what I want to know. What happens? Someone puts this fucking, first of all, please nobody get any ideas, because if I find a fucking twig or a tree, cute. I don't want it. If I will burn it down and you'll get your feelings hurt. And I might like you, but I just don't want that thing in my yard. But I mean, actually, my garden's kind of fucked up right now. So if you could cover that area, we'd be good. But like, what if you don't? So he's courting her. But like, imagine you're like, I don't really like this guy. Or imagine there's like five guys that are trying to court you at once. What is it, like, the best tree wins? Like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Or I don't want this tree. I don't know
how that works, but I thought that was a really cute idea.
It is kind of cute. It's romantic to, like, the idea of it. But, like, dude, we have so many motherfuckers trying to court us. We'd have so many trees.
I'd rather a tree in my front yard than a dick pic in my inbox.
Hey! This is true. Shout out to Germany. I wonder if Germany, they just bypass that and they're just putting trees. I wonder.
Yeah. Actually, I'm sure there's some German dick pics out there too.
Oh, I don't want to see a German dick. A German dick. No, thanks. That's fucking hilarious. Danke.
Danke. That just means thank you. I think that's the only thing I got.
I know Danke. Danke Shay. What's Danke Shay? There's something like at the end of it. Have you ever heard that? We got to Google it. Or no, wait. Am I thinking of a different? Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah, the I don't know if that's actually like German though.
It's not. Some guy just sang that.
No, I think, yeah. I think it's only something else.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever. We try.
Close enough.
We've seen something. We're going to get into one of our hot topics. Brene and I were discussing this yesterday. Does everybody know who Kat Von D is? Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody has to know who Kat Von D is. Should we tell them if they don't know who she is? Like,
she's a tattooist. She was on some tattoo shows. She's yeah, good.
She's a pretty good tattoo artist, yeah, actually.
She's talented.
She's pretty dope.
Her shop's dirty, though.
For real?
Allegedly.
Did you? Allegedly. We have to make sure we say.
I've heard, I've had a couple people that have gone there and went.
And got a tattoo?
Well, they wanted to because.
Yeah, because she's the shit. Yeah.
It's like, but yeah, he said that he didn't go in because it was kind of funky up in there.
Kat Von D allegedly has a funky tattoo shop. Also, Kat Von D has like a whole bunch of shit that's been coming down on her, I guess. Like, a couple of things that I looked at was just like from 2017. I'm sure there's bullshit happening like a lot further back. But we'll talk about the recent stuff that's happening too. But apparently she was accused of disqualifying a Trump supporter from one of her contests that she had. Mm-hmm. She found out like this person was supposed to win and then it was like, oh, you support Trump, and like disqualified her for being a Trump supporter. You know what? A part of me is kind of like,
I know, part of me
is fucking
like,
okay, hate Trump, good. So I'm like, get him, girl.
Why not?
Yeah. So
it's my contest. I do what I want.
Yeah, it's her. I mean, yeah, but it's not fair.
Yes.
You can't like actually do that.
Contest,
this is another alleged accusation.
Allegedly.
Just so we don't get fucking sued or something. I don't know. And then her eyeliner that everybody knows about.
I've heard lots of good shit about
it. Me too.
I've never actually tried it, but I've heard.
I haven't
nothing
either.
Nothing but really good things about it.
I recently
up
had.
Up until now.
I had like a little. I have a lot of like local and or like Ontario wide, I guess, people on my Facebook from our drag community. And when this instance that we're going to talk about happened, I didn't know about it, and I started seeing them posting, and like it's one of their favorite eyeliners to wear, and they're up there singing and under lights and dancing and sweating. Yeah. If this is the eyeliner of their choice, I'm like, it is the one to have, right? But they were like, they're not going to use it anymore. A few people were saying like that was it. They were, so I thought it was like a sad thing. I'm like, oh, she's not making her eyeliner anymore.
Oh no.
And then no, that's not the case.
No, she just fucked up on Twitter or Instagram or something.
Yeah.
And her post was long, and I agreed with like a lot of it, like a lot of the comments in it.
Well, let's tell them what
it was. It was a post that she, like I said, it was either Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
But she started talking about how she's pregnant and that the world kind of has to respect her choices, whether she chooses to raise her children vegan.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
School and things like that.
Right.
Which are all perfectly valid ways of raising your children. You know what I mean? No judgment at all there. Mm-hmm. But then she said she's also not going to vaccinate, which is where she lost a lot of people.
So we'll stop right there for a second. That story right there is the reason why people are boycotting buying her eyeliner.
They're totally boycotting and like trash talking. There's memes, there's gifs, there's all kinds
of like pissed
stuff. Yeah,
so thoughts on that. Me and Brene don't fully agree 100%, but like semi.
Yeah,
so like
the whole vaccination debate is laughable to me, because I think it's irresponsible not to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot more benefits than negatives when it comes to vaccinations. And but a lot of people read a few articles and like, oh, no, I'm informed. You need to be informed. And it's a whole different story. And I'm coming from a sensitive spot because I already have a compromised immune system.
Right. So it's important to you that your immune
like
system,
I don't
that
wanna,
other people.
If I'm holding your baby, I don't want to worry about that baby killing me. You know what I mean? There's a lot of risk factors with that. So like that's where I'm coming from. I'm a little more sensitive about that subject now because of that.
Right. So you have that past history. And then my point of view on it is, for me, I feel like to each their own. I know the other end of it where I was actually talking with my boyfriend this morning. It's official. But we were having a discussion this morning about it because he knew I was coming in to record the podcast. And I was like, what do we like, you know, about this? And, you know, it is directly linked to autism. It can, it has, it's proven.
Not necessarily. There's tons of cases of autism that
I know that, Brene, but there has been cases where these things have caused this. It's proven. It's happened. So it can't be, if this is the only thing about, like, with debates like this, I feel like it can't be that I only believe in what I'm saying right now without listening and hearing you. So I hear you. I don't want you to feel like I'm disregarding the importance of it to you.
I'm just saying, like, but how is it proven that
they?
That
I don't know. They did their
autism because one kid didn't have it before, and then all of a sudden he had it.
Yes, it triggered.
Could
something.
Have happened.
If, no, that's not how that happens. Autism, no.
How do you know though?
Because
they say smoking causes cancer.
No. That's different,
smoking.
Though.
There's all kinds of different. No, like how disease. Can you pinpoint? What caused
they did.
A specific
you can.
Something?
Scientists can do that. They
okay,
did.
Okay, but
they
have. Did they? You know what I mean? Like, where is
they
this?
Did.
Like,
there's no proof. There's proof. Just like you're telling me that scientists have proved that your vaccinations are good for you, those same people have proven that it has been harmful to others, not to everybody. So I can understand
that's like
someone living
people.
A life.
You could be allergic to Tylenol, and
I know
might
that.
Not be.
I, so and this is where we semi agree.
Like body types.
And this so is where for, we semi agree. So should I not get vaccinated because
that
one kid? I get that.
For the one kid that fell down the stairs with the exorcisers, yeah. Now it's banned throughout Canada.
I know, and that's, you know what I'm saying. Mean? So I do understand that aspect of it. And by the way, Brene, just so you're not, I get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who doesn't. I do. And I know, but that's why I'm saying I'm really open to the topic because I can see both sides. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Also, let's just make this really clear. This is how fucked up I am. I don't give a fuck about any of it at the end of the day. I'm not going to boycott buying a really amazing eyeliner because
true.
You're vegan and
yes.
You're not doing this with your kid.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck.
I might not agree
fuck.
With what Kevin B is
yeah.
doing, but I might go
but
and
I'm,
check out
I'm
the
buying
eyeliner.
Your eyeliner, bitch. Like,
especially since it might go on sale soon.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to be pushing these things for 50%
for
off.
Real?
Like, can I get a...
Yeah, everyone keep boycotting.
Just
so
boycott.
Get a real good discount.
Actually, how about this? Kat Von D. How about... We should reach out to Kat Von D and be like, you know what? Here's the deal. Everybody's boycotting your shit. Why don't we remind them how amazing your eyeliner is,
yeah.
And then it doesn't matter what you do in your personal life with
send
your child.
Some. I might not hold your baby, but you can
Brene's
send
not
going to
hold your baby, girl. But we will wear the makeup, honey. Yeah, that's what we really need to do.
But there's also a lot of debate with regarding her. Is I don't know how vegan her makeup is. Like she lives
yeah,
a vegan
yeah.
lifestyle and all of that, but people are like calling her out saying that her makeup. Kills animals, you know what I mean?
Yep.
They're calling her out on certain things like
yep.
this. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I didn't
yep.
do any fact-checking regarding
yeah,
how
but it's all a little shifty.
Natural her makeup is, uh-huh. but you can really only go so far.
It's all a little shady because I'm not going to name drop, but you know the makeup company that I was doing some stuff for back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So what I looked into is it's a play on words.
Yeah.
All natural and stuff like that. Like they get around the, I guess, what is it?
The regulations.
Like, the regulations in certain places, like everywhere is different, right? U.S. regulated, Canada
mm-hmm.
regulated, it's all different shit. And so like this is what's funny to me. Like even a lot of younger girls and that are like or even younger boys that wear makeup that are like vegan and like not really doing like you know some people are saying that they're vegan and I'm sorry but you motherfuckers are just trying to be trendy and you're not you know what I'm you
yes.
know what I'm talking about
yes.
and so they don't really know and they're buying all
doing
this stuff
because
it's like all natural this and all natural that and I'm like it was tested on little bunnies like they don't have to tell you that
mm-hmm.
and you got to know what to look for when you're buying this makeup but you don't care enough you just want people to think.
Yeah.
So shout out
look
to
look at
the,
me with my tofu.
You know what I'm saying? Like tofu tastes like shit. Knock it off. But like honestly, I respect anybody for anything that they do. But if you're gonna do it, be real about it.
Yes.
And check
yes.
your facts and learn your shit until you come for us, because we will fucking we'll just put you on black with your fake ass vegan ass. Anyway, we had something else that was weighing on our mind a little bit.
Near and dear to our hearts.
Near and dear to our skinny asses. So,
we've experienced the looks.
Yeah.
The hate. We feel it.
And the memes, man.
And it's a serious thing. We're going to get this hashtag trending.
It's called hashtag skinny lives matter.
Matter. it's a real thing. How many times have you been called? Not even just called, just like, oh, skinny bitch.
Yeah, look at that skinny bitch comment. Like, are you hungry? I mean, eat a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
you skinny bitch. Oh, look at you, skinny bitch. Yeah. Yeah, it's
making
it's
us feel like shit. This is body shaming.
We can't ever go and say, look at you, fat bitch.
Yeah, like, look at that.
We
would like, never.
I don't know. You make us feel bad for being skinny. And
that's
then,
it.
Because we have our own insecurities, too.
Yeah. And no, like, this is the thing. We're not allowed to.
Exactly.
We're skinny.
I've got a little tiny roll. Like, I've got a roll, and I know it's not maybe as big as your roll, but I'm still insecure as it is you are.
Maybe some of us are insecure about being so skinny. Like, I'm constantly trying to – I work out. I'm, like, trying to gain weight all the time. I'm, like, doing all this stuff to try and get that little bit because I'm tired of hearing – how skinny I look or that looks sick or like, are you anorexic? Like, exactly. You know what, guys? That shit's not cool. I'm not like, you're fucking obese. Take off that tank top. Like, that's what it feels
it's
like.
It's the equivalent.
It's the exact equivalent. And like, this is serious.
It's real.
Heating fire and getting pissed off.
I've had friends that's how they, you know what I mean? That's how they introduce you. That's how they refer to you. Oh, this is my skinny bitch. Yeah. Skinny bitch.
Like girl, that's not cute.
It's not. It isn't. It's my feeling sometimes.
And it like makes me like look down, like I'll look down at my body like, is it gross skinny? Like, I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have, as women, different bodies. Even every skinny bitch is unique to her own shit. You know what I mean? Like,
we all have our own insecurities. And you know what? That we're not totally happy with.
So why would I knock somebody else down for the way that they look to what make myself feel better about me? That's not how that works. At all.
It goes both ways, girl.
It does. So hey, please stop skinny girl shaming. Skinny lives matter,
skinny
too.
Skinny lives matter.
Like, seriously. And, like, and it's really true when they say, like, beauty comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And when you guys start, like, you know what I mean, posting stuff like that and making memes about it or saying it to our face because you think that we're so confident that we can handle it, which is, that's a lie. You know what I mean? You're showing your ugliness. And it isn't because of your body. It's because you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Flat out.
I get you're insecure, but I didn't know you were that.
Like,
insecure.
Hey, bitch, I see you.
We get it.
And, like, okay, this is the other thing. Do you always hear, like, ugh, like, they act like skinny girls just sit around drinking water and eating salad. And I'm like, I eat.
Shit, I could probably out eat most of you.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you're actually, I don't see, like, I don't know. Give me the burger and the fries.
I've got a huge slab of ribs thawing out right now, and I was wondering if it's going to be enough for the kid.
You know? Like, seriously. Like, and we eat, and it's not because we have any, like, we're not trying to, you know what I mean? It's like, our metabolism is just super high. It's just, that's what it is. But that's, we're in our 30s, though.
It's a gene thing.
By the time we hit our 40s and our metabolism slows down, we're fucked.
Not me. My mama got 7 kids.
You got those good genes?
I got the good genes.
Ah, you, damn. I'm working out.
Gaining weight. So,
really?
Yeah, like, my mom's skinnier than I am after 7 children.
Dang.
And yeah, she's got clothes I can't even fit.
Wow.
So I've got high hopes.
Well, I don't know. I have a beautiful family. My mom is beautiful. Shout out to grandma. She's beautiful. I love, you know, but
I wish I had a little bit of more of an ass.
I'm trying to grow this. My booty's bigger than yours, I think.
Hey,
the white girl. Mm-hmm. I'm finally the one with the booty.
I know. I got nothing back there.
It's nothing to brag about, though, because my ass is like nothing to brag about. Like, it's cute, but
I know some people that might be bragging.
Hey,
shout out. Row.
Are we doing that?
Oh, we're doing
it. Hey, row, row. Oh, he's
bro.
Got a... bro, row?
Well, Brandy.
Okay, so let's not do that. We're not going to do a nickname.
Robbie.
Say it. What do you?
I don't know. We're going to come up with something.
Okay, I actually told him, Robbie, I said I wanted a nickname for him. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to come up with one. Okay, so Ro-Ro. Robbie, we're going to come up with a nickname for you.
Ro-Ro.
Ro-Ro?
Ro-Ro.
It sounds like a dog, like, woo. Yo, Ro-Ro. Hey, yo.
You've been branded.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of cute. We'll have to. You know what we should do? We got to have Ro-Ro on the podcast with us. Yo, Ro-Ro, are you down to come on the podcast?
Uh-oh.
We'll put him in the hot seat. Let's do a thing
I
where.
I got to interview his ass.
That's what I was going to say, Brene.
The bestie test.
Yeah. And if you don't approve, then.
All right.
But I don't know, because the dick is good, so what do I do?
Yeah, there's plenty of good dick out there.
There's so many dicks in the sea.
You hear the I've seen a trailer, and I'm hoping it's not true, but the trailer was actually kind of really good, so I kind of hope it was.
What?
For Titanic 2.
Oh, come on.
I don't know how they're going to do it, how they're going to swing the story, but Jack washes up on a beach. Like, for real. It's modern day Encino Man or something. I don't even know.
Dude, Jack was a frozen popsicle.
I know. I've seen his ass sink. I know.
Please tell me he washed up on the beach half washed
up on the beach looking up and seeing some kids playing. But
it seemed like
a kind of a sweet story. And it looked legit.
But this fucks me up because the end of Titanic, the woman was talking about how she lost him. He wasn't around. She's 5,000 years old holding on to that necklace.
Maybe it's some sort of convict or something that she had to keep him secret. Maybe that's how they're going to swing it.
That's how my life
story is. They're going to have to swing it some way. But yeah, it said it was supposed to be out in December this year. But
we'll have to go see that.
If it's legit, I would totally go see it.
Just to talk shit.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get how they're going to swing it. But it looks so romantic and, I don't know, interesting. So that's one to watch out for.
And if any of you guys happen to have came across the trailer and whatnot, and you have opinions, by the way, we want you guys to continue to write into us and shit, so
we like hearing from you.
You know what, I made a post too, just so everybody knows, because we're about to wrap up in a second, but I made a post I don't know if you've seen it, Brene, calling all sugar daddies. If you are a sugar daddy, or if you know a sugar daddy, can you make sure that he hits us up or you hit us up? I'm not shopping for sugar daddies. No, but I want to have you on the show. Oh. I want to know. I want to sit down. I know a sugar daddy. You know a sugar daddy?
I'm divorcing one.
Okay, fuck him. But another sugar daddy.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get the mentality behind it.
I would love to sit down and just find out what's good and why do you, you know what I mean? I got questions.
I can't understand
why. On the wish list of people that we want on the show, sugar daddy is one. So hit us up.
Take your sugar daddies.
Yeah, and private message us. Let's wrap this up. We mentioned earlier to you guys that we have a charity event going on.
Yes, we do. August 25th at Urban Surf Company in Tecumseh. So come out. You can paddle. You can paddleboard. Paddleboard, kayak, canoe. On the river for an hour or so. Come back and enjoy barbecue, s'mores, and
DJ.
Some good music. It's going to be a lit event, and we hope to see all of you guys there.
The tickets are on sale right now. There's an event page that's on 50 Shades of Slay Entertainment page on Facebook. The tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com, so just look for Slay for Charity. And you will find us. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to the Cannabis Act because this is a podcast, the Cannabis Act, that airs directly after us every Thursday. You can find them on wespeak.ca and all the other platforms as well. But these guys,
yeah,
they're amazing. Awesome. They've been really helping us out, with a lot of stuff. And crazy. Guiding us.
Taking their time out to help the little guy.
They're like our family. We got a We Speak family going on, y'all. Mm-hmm. I love it. So shout out to them. If you haven't checked them out, definitely go and check them out. I don't know. Maybe they'll let us on the podcast one day. Yeah, wink, wink.
As of next month, things are going to be changing regarding that. So, yeah. It'll be really good to get more informed.
Yeah, for sure.
Get the legit facts, because there's all these bullshit.
Yeah, there's all these rumors.
There's a meme of some guy laying dead on the ground. He's like, this was after one marijuana joint. Buddy.
Oh, that's so extra.
You know what I mean?
Come on, stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely get informed. They're the guys that you want to go to if you want to learn a little something about the Cannabis Act.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
It's good to be back.
I love having Renee back. I was lost.
I missed you.
I know I missed you so much. This is how guys have a bromance. We have that, but girl version.
Exactly.
All right. Ciao. We love you. And we'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.